All right, guys, so welcome back to yet another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Today with you again, Arvin and Boss.
Today, we'll be talking about Tottenham Hotspurs. We'll be talking about their recent signings of Bale and Reguilon. We'll be talking about Mourinho and his playstyle and if he's the right manager for them. And finally, we'll be talking about what we should expect from them this season. So let's get started. First, I'd like to ask you, Boss. Were Reguilon and Bale the right signings for Tottenham Hotspurs? And before you get into it, explain what they lacked before these signings, according to you.
I think Tottenham See, the thing is about Tottenham. Last season, when they sold Eriksen, I think they lacked in the creativity department. And Tottenham's main issue were depth. Last season, when Kane got injured, they thought Son was there to cover for the striker role. But even Son got injured and they were striker-less for half of the season. And they suffered a lot because of that. So I think getting Bale will not just add depth, but get that clinicality and creativity to this Tottenham side. And as for Reguilon, he's a very offensive left-back, which I personally like a lot. I wanted him a lot when he was linked to Chelsea. But yeah, I think he's a great signing for Tottenham. And he will add the offensive qualities to Tottenham's game. What about you?
I agree with you about Reguilon a lot. He was in the team of the year in La Liga and team of the year in Europa League, if I'm not wrong. He's a wonderful left back. He even played good games against Barcelona in El Clasico. He was really fierce down the left side, and he's pretty. I think he's what Tottenham needs right now, with the wingers cutting in, with Son on one side, Moura, and now Bale on one side, who's a left-footed winger, and Son on the left side, who can cut in now. Reguilon could attack those spaces, which is left behind. And this will especially be good, but it depends on how Mourinho uses him too. And I'm not sure. As for Bale, I believe, is no more a great player. I believe it's not just form for him now, because he hasn't been playing well for Wales either. Maybe it'll take a few games for him and maybe he could bring it back. I don't know. But this huge break from football for him, I think it's going to be a big problem, because I don't think he can bounce back, especially in a competitive league like Premier League. I don't think he can easily just get back. Plus, he's lost a lot of pace over the years, which was his best thing when he left Tottenham the first time. Now he doesn't have that same pace. What he has instead is strength and technique. But with all this rust and experience, but with all this rust of not playing, I'm not sure if he can bring in. And I would actually, maybe in important games, start Moura over Bale, who has actually done pretty well for Tottenham in moments like the game against Ajax, where he scored a hat trick in second half.
Mm-hmm.
And well, now when I talked about Reguilon, I mentioned how the manager uses him. When Mourinho was in Manchester United, I remember never seeing those fullbacks up ahead. But that could also be because the fullbacks weren't as good going into the attack. But do you really think Mourinho can use Reguilon the right way? And what do you expect from Mourinho, tactically at least, with all these new signings going into next year?
I think, firstly, we have to talk a little bit about Mourinho and give him a little bit respect here, because Mourinho, despite a lot of people saying that, okay, he's done, he's not a great manager anymore, you have to see that Mourinho is a proven winner. Anywhere that he's been, whether it was Porto, Chelsea, Real Madrid, Manchester United, it is guaranteed that he will bring trophies. And that is something Tottenham have been crying out for years. And is Mourinho the right man? I think, yes. I think Mourinho can actually help Spurs win some title, even if it's just an FA Cup or the League Cup. And this season, they have signed Matt Doherty, Højbjerg, Reguilon, Bale, which I think these players, especially Matt Doherty and Højbjerg, they are Mourinho's type of player. You know, they just listen to the tactics and they deliver the job. Like Matt Doherty is the perfect example, and I think he's a Jose Mourinho player style, which
I
will
really
help
like
them. Yeah, these two players will help improve the team for sure. Even though they're not big signings, but they're Mourinho player, if you know what I mean. Like they will listen to his tactics and just no nonsense, deliver it, and yeah, improve the team. Whereas for Reguilon, he is very good offensively, but defensively, I'm not sure about him. And as for Bale, you said that you don't consider him a great player anymore. For me, I still think that he's a fantastic player, but we just haven't seen much of him in recent years because, I don't know, some problems with Zidane at Real Madrid. But being at back at Tottenham, he was an iconic figure for the club. And for sure, he's basically coming back home. I think he'll feel comfortable. And under Mourinho, maybe they might not get the best out of him as he's already in his 30s, but he will still... he can become an important player for them, definitely.
I agree with you about respecting Mourinho. See, here, the thing is that we forget Mourinho is a serial winner. He, wherever he goes, he has won something or the other. Be it Manchester United with a squad which is much worse than right now.
Yes.
He reached second place, which is huge. People consider it his biggest achievement.
Yeah.
He considers it his biggest achievement because... and people were laughing at him, but now we know why. Because as soon as another manager took over, you could see the form. But truth is, Jose Mourinho should be respected. And we should not think of him as a pure defensive manager or pure that or pure this. He only looks whatever he can to get the best result possible, in my opinion. And if he has the players, he will attack. If he has the players, he will defend. If he has the players, he will do whatever is necessary. In fact, when he joined... when he first joined Spurs, they started scoring more than under Pochettino that season. So, and if you look back into Manchester United, they did not really have the attackers to convert, in my opinion, as the defense was weak. It was like a weak link, so it did not bind together. But with Tottenham, the difference is that they have warriors. They have dogs. You could call them dogs, like Eric Dier, who provides that energy and that instinct for everyone to push them forward. And that alone can get Mourinho and all his players confident to get ahead, score more. If you have a player like Son, you can't... there is no way Mourinho is going to suggest defending. In fact, I used to think they used to defend more under Pochettino. As for Bale, if he can get get all of his movements going, then yeah, surely. But Reguilon, I expect him to do well. I expect him... for me, he's a player like Lucas Digne. But Lucas Digne is a little bit more defensive and takes more early crosses. Reguilon goes all the way till the box and further. He looks to get in cutting balls. And this will be good for Kane, in my opinion. And let's see. But if Kane remains fit, the whole question about Tottenham, in my opinion, is can the team remain fit? They're crying for another striker right now because... they really do need a striker, but at this point with Moura and Bale, I don't know if it'll work, but I was thinking putting Bale as striker should Kane get injured and put Moura back in right wing, because Bale does have a good left foot and he does have a little bit more of the pace. He does have a little bit of his pace. He's strong. He can hold the ball and he can turn and shoot. So I don't know. I don't think they should get a striker and put Bale in his actual position, but I don't think that should be an excuse for them this season. That's what I think.
No, I think as Mourinho have said in press conferences, Tottenham are still going to look for a striker because they know that they lack in that department. And I think if they get a striker and maybe, I don't know, a centre-back to replace Jan Vertonghen, I think they'll be in a good position to finish in top four.
But it shouldn't be an excuse, in my opinion. They should finish in top four with or without a striker because they have now the players. They now have the manager. Yeah. They just need the remaining grit and will to push the team forward. And I don't know. I don't have them in my top four, top five. But it's Mourinho. And even if they don't reach top four, top five, you can expect them to go very deep into all the cups they're in. And you can expect... my question here is this. can they keep Kane going forward? Can they give a good enough project for players like Kane and Son? And if I believe that Kane should only stay if this team is winning, because he is really good. He's a World Cup striker. He's not fallen off. He's still good. And Kane could literally join any team and make that team better. So yeah, the question going forward for Mourinho and the entire Spurs project is, can they win trophies and keep Kane? That is a huge thing.
I mean, yeah, that's what exactly Mourinho has been brought in for. And Kane as well has the same winning mentality as Mourinho. Kane, Son, these players are actually Kane, Son, Lloris, Alderweireld, yeah, maybe to an extent, they are the core players of this Tottenham team. As we have seen in the last match day, when Tottenham played Southampton and won 5-2, Kane got 4 assists and Son scored 4 goals, and all those 4 assists were from Kane. And like, they played absolutely phenomenal. Like, Southampton kept a high line, and all Kane did was just hitting in the ball between the lines, and Son with his pace just cut in and scored. I mean, Tottenham, if they can keep this momentum going forward,
yes,
with the signing of Bale and Reguilon, like integrating them properly, and I think Mourinho is getting, like, he was there for Tottenham for half a season, so he knows now that, okay, this guy is my type of player. This guy isn't my type of player. So he's getting rid of the players who he thinks that won't suit him or doesn't have the mentality that he has. And I think giving Mourinho one season, this season, we can actually see now what he can do with this fantastic squad that Tottenham has.
I have two worries, though, and I don't know if you'll agree, but the first worry I had was, I already mentioned, is going deep into the season, they need the depth, and they need players who can play and fill for each position, which I think they have this season. But my second worry is fitness. So Mourinho, every team of his is a physical side. We have seen that throughout. All his teams, from Porto to Real Madrid, every team he plays with is a physical side.
Yeah.
Now, on match day one, they weren't as physical and they lost to Everton. Now, that's because of Everton's newfound confidence. But other than that, even they didn't play as good. They were outclassed in every way, in my opinion. And we must see that if a team like Spurs, can they keep up that intensity when it becomes back-to-back games, Christmas and New Year games following the entire January, December? Can they keep it? Because it is a tough, tough timeline coming up by then. And Premier League, it's nothing tougher than the Premier League when it comes to hectic schedules. So yeah, that is when we will be testing Spurs. I don't judge Spurs now. If Spurs can keep that same momentum in Jan and Feb, then yes, they are going to have a very successful season. But if they can't, then they lose confidence and it will just get worse for them. That is why, if you look at when Mourinho took over, his first few games were good. But then as soon as the injuries piled up going into mid-Feb, everything came crashing down and they ended up finishing lower again. So at the same thing, they were fighting for fourth place and third place and they went all the way back to sixth. So yeah, we'll have to see going deep into the season how they're going to perform. Can Mourinho get them to play further physical? Can the players keep up the same intensity? Because Mourinho's side requires intensity if they want to attack. They can defend and conserve energy, but no, this Spurs side is talented enough to go attack, but do they have that energy to keep going? That's my question. What do you think?
I think, yeah, I mean, if Locke is on their side and none of their players are injured, I think they can keep the intensity. But we have to look at the point that this season, everything is a mess because of the COVID-19. None of the teams have had a proper preseason, at least for EPL teams, not for Bundesliga teams or stuff like that. But for EPL teams, it is quite a messy period, I would say, because none of the teams actually had a preseason. And they are actually taking the first few games as their preseason. We've seen that with Chelsea, Liverpool, not Man City, they're yet to play at the time of this recording, but Arsenal or Manchester United. I mean, we see that these teams the players are still not back to fitness. And it's the same with Spurs. I think on the first game, you know, they're just getting back. And I think that's why, let's see the team. Let's see Spurs with Mourinho, like, say, 7 to 8 game weeks in. And then we can actually analyze more or talk about the team more if they're actually top four contenders or not.
Yes, but my point is that if they're tired now, then imagine by the time in Jan, if this is how they're going to be performing, then it won't be good. So they got to keep up. They got to get the intensity up and they got to keep it there. Let's see if they can do it. If they keep the confidence going into December and they win their two most important games, that is the Christmas or Boxer Day or New Year game. If they can do that, then well and good. Then it's going to be really easy for them going in, and they could actually expect top four, and not just top four. They can actually expect a cup this season, maybe like an FA Cup or Capital One Cup.
I think, yeah, Mourinho will definitely, or about 80%, I would give it, to give Tottenham a trophy this season. And I think the cup would be Europa League. What do you think on that?
No, Europa League is reserved for a Spanish team again this season. because, again, I keep going back to it. The intensity, the tire, the legs, everything is going to come into it. Plus, we got to look into which ground they're going to play in, where they're going to play, stuff like that. We can't predict this year's UCL and Europa yet, but I would say a European team has more chance than an EPL team to win Europa League. Especially because, have you noticed how in Capital One Cup and FA Cup games, when you play a smaller team, sometimes there are upsets because of how overwhelming the they are physically. Have you noticed it?
Yes.
I feel it's the same when you go into, when you play a team like Sevilla, where they're just attacking in numbers, and it overwhelms any English side, especially Europa League, not Champions League, because they're not used to that kind of physicality. They are used to that kind of physicality, but they're not used to that much physicality just for one game, if it makes sense. And Spanish sides especially take Europa League very seriously, and they put go all in. Spanish sides have the room for like conserving their energy going into the game against Levante or Eibar, and then putting all their best players onto the game against Spurs. So I'm just saying Spanish, but it could be German, it could be Denmark, it could be a Dutch side for all I know. So we'll have to see going forward how that will turn out. In my opinion, I think they're going to have a good season. I don't give 80% chance Mourinho is going to win a trophy. I give like an 8 or 9% chance. 80% is way too high. But 9% is still a pretty huge number considering all the quality there is in the Premier League and all the quality there is in England. So let's see.